give every assistance as possible, we make the call from the human octave, knowing that life compels the answer. Oh, to know that, to feel it, to be sure of it, and we are so sure of it, and we know thy great majestic presence. With the kindness of a loving mother, watching over her child, so art thou watching over the beloved students everywhere, watching every opportunity to pour forth thy great and mighty energy into their life and world, to set them free in every way. And so today we call as well to thee, our Saint Germain, for the fullness of that outpouring and that service. Maybe some of the blessed ones don't quite understand, so we make the call for them, that everything possible be done for them to set them free by the middle of this class, that they may then become anchored and in the fullness of their calling to their presence find themselves the glory of life in its full power of manifestation and action in their mind, body, world, and activity. We thank thee. And as these beloved ones are standing on their feet in adoration to thee, so release thy mighty currents of energy in and through the whole room until it floods into and around and about the individuals, sweeping out instantly all imperfection, cause, effect, record, and memory. Sweep it out, sweep it out, sweep it out now, and let the fullness of thy great loving presence, the presence of life, with its great tube of light enfolding each one, so saturate their physical body and expand the points of light in the cells of the body until that body becomes a blazing light of thyself through which no discord can enter in. And as that radiance pours forth, each one become an eternal blessing to everyone they contact and their associates with whom they move. So today we accept this in the fullness of its glory and light, its mighty power, forever sustained and ever expanding, glorifying and lifting and holding these blessed ones in the full glory of thy eternal light. Thy victory, O victory, goddess of liberty, charge thy mighty qualities into their feeling world and hold it sustained forever. That these beloved ones may be free at once, and that the glory of life may find its full harmonious expression through them, and never again may limitation or discord visit them or their world. And we thank thee, our call is answered, and the glory of thyself fills each one and their feeling world to the eternal perfection and ascension. Thank you, beloved ones. Let us offer silently our eternal devotion and love to mighty victory, that wondrous being who has given you tonight such wondrous assistance. Beloved ones, that you might feel, see, and know and understand as I do, all that this has meant, and to remember our love, our devotion, our hand is in yours as we go forth, and we shall never forget the glory of this class, your great love and kindness in every way. And may you feel our great love, more powerful a thousandfold than ever before, to encourage and strengthen you when you need it. And I charge my higher mental body, and I know Lotus does hers, to render that limitless service to you until your freedom in every way is assured, words fail me utterly in the attempt to convey to you our great love and gratitude for your love and kindness. We give praise and thanks tonight, mighty I Am Presence, beloved Saint Germain and great host of Ascended Masters, for all that has been accomplished this day, and for the release and for the mighty healings that have taken place in this room. And we give praise and thanks that it's only the beginning of the vast release to mankind from the stress of the physical bodies, and for the mastery of the feeling world, and for the mastery of their outer activities that bring success and happiness to them. And so we accept tonight the fullness of all that thou hast given forth, sustained forever in its mighty, ever-expanding activity within and about them. So, mighty I Am Presence, tonight, clothe these loved ones as they go forth with thy mantle of invincible protection, thy mighty directing intelligence, and enable them to call forth from thee thy mighty outpouring of divine love and blessing to every living thing. And then as they understand the complying with thy great law, will they find happiness complete. Will they find themselves moving in a charmed world of beauty and perfection and limitless supply. And may the fullness of that take command and action within and about everyone, and hold their homes in happiness, their activity, their business in successful achievement, and the glory of the light of God, the only directing intelligence and presence manifesting in their bodies, their minds, their homes, their world, and their activities, the outer world of mankind. We accept this for them tonight with its almighty sustaining power, with the full glory of their mighty acceptance that brings the full and complete release. Cause them to understand our great love that pours out to them, and our humble endeavor to have and to help each one to understand clearly these very simple laws that are majestic and all-powerful in their action. May the fullness of that love enfold each one tonight and carry them forward in their happiness on the victory of the light. Clothe them in the limitless supply of every good thing, and bless them with that confidence that enables them to call forth now every heart's desire, for the heart only desires that which is constructive. It desires no undesirable thing. It is only the feeling that sometimes desires undesirable things, because it is the human action acting within the feeling world, the human qualification. Therefore, tonight, we accept no longer human qualifications, but the glory of God, the mighty I Am Presence, in full action, in and through each one, now and forever sustained. We thank you. Great cosmic light, release thy transcendent light and substance. Enfold these beloved ones tonight in thy eternal garment of light, that it may hold about them forever their invincible protection, and hold about them and within their feeling world that substance of light which is the feeling of victory over all human qualities and conditions. Arise, O children of the light, into the full glory and dominion of your great presence of light.